movies, music, television, and more. This is
Entertainment.
Rebooted.
Only on WZIP.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Entertainment Rebooted. I am here with Jeremiah and Nicole, and we are once again going to be talking about two more episodes of season 16 of RuPaul's Drag Race. So once again, just going to go ahead and jump right in. With episode 9, the first thing that I wrote down is that Plain is actually feeling emotional about Tsunami leaving. I feel like we haven't really seen much emotion from her so far, so it was a little shocking.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of saw it coming a little bit because they were teasing, like, Tsunami that she had a crush on Plain, and they were clearly getting closer. So, I mean, I kind of expected it a little bit, just not as much as we did get from her.
Like I said, it sounds like a funeral in there.
I know, everyone was so upset. I mean, Tsunami seemed like a really fun queen, so.
Just the way they were talking about her, too.
Mm-hmm. So we find out that the Maxi Challenge is yet again another design challenge. This is the third one. It is a neo-goth look challenge. How do you guys feel about this, having a third design challenge and also the theme for it?
Maya.
Yeah, Maya. That was my first reaction.
Her face when said it again. I was like, okay.
You know, it was so funny to me seeing her be upset at another design challenge. I mean, 3-in-1 season is insane. Mm-hmm. I love to see it, though. It really shows, and it helps highlight queens who are at least somewhat talented in sewing. Like, it really shows an aspect that I feel like we don't consider much in drag that we definitely should. So, yeah, I did kind of feel a little bad for Maya, but I was happy to see another challenge, especially seeing how it's goth.
Yeah, I feel the exact same way. I love the sewing challenges. With another design challenge, we have Dawn really wanting her first win because she is a design queen. She's really good at sewing. She has some great designs. So we can see her here really wanting to get that first win.
Yeah, but no offense to Dawn. Love her. I feel, though, that she has to understand no matter how good she is, she's always going to play second fiddle to Q. Mm-hmm. I love Dawn. I love her work, but Q is just on a different level. And even then, Safira gives Dawn a run for her money in design. I feel like I love Dawn, but I feel like she has to take all of her eggs out of the design basket and start trying other things because it's clear this design challenge thing just isn't working out for her.
Yeah. She's always like right there.
But then Q snatches up the win.
Yeah, I know. And she's my favorite. I'm pretty sure, like, I know she's Jeremiah's favorite. Is she? Yep,
she is one of my favorites. Love her.
Is she your favorite too?
Yeah.
I knew you really liked her. So I'm really wanting to see Dawn get a win, but Q is just so good. And so is Nymphia. They're both really, really good. So we see Plasma struggling a bit here. She is once again creating a very similar look to what we've seen her in, and she is, you know, expressing some frustration.
Yes, I love the sabotage coming in from different queens. Mm-hmm. And I don't even think it was intentional for the most part. I feel like a lot of them were really trying to be like, hey, if you do this, you probably aren't going to win. I do think had she done that original look, she would have been in the bottom still.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe safe, but even then, I don't know about that. I do think they were trying to be nice. However, I don't think she was able to incorporate it well enough.
Yeah.
I think she should have stuck to her original look because maybe she would have been safe. Maybe not won anything, but I still think it would have been better to play it safe than take that big risk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think Dawn was trying to be malicious at all.
I legit think she really, in her heart, felt like this was good advice. Because, I mean, it was.
Yeah.
Like, it was a played-out style Plasma has done, and obviously Safira tried to help her out, which Safira really is the mother of the season.
She really is. She's helping everyone.
Yes, which she may help someone a little too much.
Yeah, that is my next note. So thank you for that unintentional segue there. But yeah, Safira is once again helping Maya, basically making her outfit for her.
Yeah. Done all, like, the most difficult part of shaping the outfit. Mm-hmm. Literally, like, that's one of the most difficult parts of it, and she did it all. It was to the point where I'm like, is she going to be able to do her own thing? Because last time we saw, she got into her own head, so I'm like, maybe you need to stop helping Maya and you need to worry more on yourself.
Yeah, because the last time she used her immunity potion.
When it clearly wasn't needed.
No, she didn't. So yeah, I was kind of surprised to see her helping again, especially since it's getting down to just a few queens. Like, we're getting to that home stretch here. Yes. So, it's not really the time to be helping other queens that much.
Exactly.
Like, maybe some advice, maybe not.
Maybe
actual,
like, help her with measurements.
Right.
Take certain measurements and stuff. But, like, cutting it all out and doing most of it, and all she had to do was connect the pieces. It's just like, okay, well, she's wearing your outfit now. You made it for her.
And she even, like, helped with some of the design elements, too. So it's like, what did Maya even do?
She wore it. That's it.
Yeah, she wore it.
It's like, I really love Maya too, though. Yeah, I love her. I don't like, but like at this point, you have to, if you,
you
come
to
Drag Race, yes, like you have to know. I feel like there's just no reason you are on Drag Race and you don't know how to sew an outfit together.
Yeah,
you have to.
Which we've brought this up so many times, but like it's so true. Like, yeah.
I think it's because often or not, there's only like one or two design challenges. So whenever we do get like more than just that one, like queens think, okay, well I can make it past this one and then I'm good. But now that we're having three, they're like, oh, I actually have to use my skills now because they didn't have to before. So I think that it's definitely, I'm hoping this sets a precedent for the future of these other seasons and that they have more than one design challenge to really emphasize you need to know how to sew, or at least basic sewing skills. You don't even need to do something as great as Q, just decent skills that at least let you be safe for the design challenge.
Yeah. And like, this is the third design challenge this season. You would have think Maya would have picked something up from the first two.
At all.
Like, but she still seems like she just doesn't know what she's doing, which is unfortunate for her. But, like, I don't know. I mean, you have at least experience twice now. Within, like, the last couple weeks. Like, it wasn't that long ago that you were doing it before. So, I just wish she could do more in the design area.
Exactly.
So now transitioning into the actual runway, Plane, what did you guys think of her look?
I liked it. It wasn't my favorite. I think the details with the chains was great. I liked the hair, loved the makeup. It was safe for me. Like, it wasn't great, but it wasn't bad at all. I really didn't think the hair really matched with what she was going for. I feel like it was a little too polished. Other than that, though, again, I think it was good. I think it was what I expect from Plain, which isn't bad.
Yeah. I kind of had the same notes. It just was, like, nothing super crazy about it, but it wasn't bad at all. And I feel like we've kind of seen Plain's looks, like, kind of declining from what she had in the first couple episodes. I feel like she had these, like, really big, intricate looks. And, like, the past couple, I've been, like, meh. Like, it's just not what I expected.
Yeah, I agree. Which is so interesting to think about. I think it's because she switched up the style. Because in her early on, she was really into the bigger silhouettes. Yeah. Now she's mainly keeping it with her hips.
Yeah.
Rather than her upper body as well, which I think definitely plays a part in it. Hopefully it gets better. Because, again, it's definitely down from what she originally showed us.
Mm-hmm. Then we have Maya. I wrote, yikes.
I mean, I didn't dislike it. I actually liked the detail of the spiders on the side and then the two different sets. I liked it. But I didn't really like the skull. The makeup was okay. The wig wasn't giving. I just feel like it was something that could have been good had it mainly been her own thing. But because of the fact that she took from Saphira a lot as well, it was kind of more like, okay. It wasn't refined enough.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Not refined. And there could have been more detailing on it. I feel like it was mostly just a black dress with not much, like, behind it. Like, compared to everyone else's looks,
yeah,
it could have been taken up a few more levels and it would have been a lot better. But, again, it wasn't her work. So it's like...
it was hard for her to elevate it because if she didn't make it. So she was working really on Saphira's time than her own.
Right. Then we have Dawn. What did you guys think of this look?
First and foremost, she has a degree. Didn't know that.
Right? No idea.
I wouldn't guess.
She has an engineering degree.
Yeah. Crazy. However, as for the outfit, I actually liked it. There is only one thing I dislike. Well, two things. I didn't really like the headpiece. And the other thing was the fact that the rings was such a cool idea, like this upside down chandelier, but since the fabric was just black, there was no different shade of black or white to contrast it, you couldn't really see the detail there. It was just kind of a mess. I wish she would have used a different shade of black or a different color or white to really emphasize that.
Yeah, I agree. I think the idea and the execution, like how it was made and constructed, was really good. Yeah. But when she first walked out, I really had to like look to see what she was originally like talking about. And then we did like the close up. I saw it. I just wish it would have, like you said, popped more against the rest of the dress. But I did really like it.
I liked it too. I liked it. It was one of my favorites. It was up there for me.
Yeah, I think it was up there for me too. Even though like we're like having critiques on it, I feel like because there's only a few queens left, we really have to like get nitpicky.
Like, it wasn't. It was more for me. It was probably safe. Yeah.
Really.
I wouldn't put it in my top three.
Interesting. Then we have Morphine.
Now, this is one of my top three.
I was very impressed.
I was, too. It was very goth. Mm-hmm. I think design was simple, but the best version of simple she could have done. I think this was one of her best looks. Her second best, if not her first, arguably. I think the makeup was great. The hair was great. Like, it was clear she knew what she wanted to do, and she executed it very well.
Yeah, I feel like this simplicity is, like, what Maya was trying to go for. But yes. Maya's is more simple rather than, like, simple in a smart way, how Morphine's was. I was just very impressed with her look. Then we have Plasma.
Ooh. I'm going to be honest. I would have just went home. I wouldn't need to walk on stage.
It was bad.
I don't even know what she was thinking. First and foremost, the wig. The fact that she said, oh, I don't have any really long wigs. I don't have any long black wigs. What do you mean? You came here with only these short wigs? Girl, are you crazy? And the fact that she was like, I had to borrow Plain's one from Cher.
I don't know why Plain let her use that. It feels very, like, not Plain.
No, I think she did it on purpose. I think she knew Plasma left a hot mess and said, you know what? Go ahead. I'm going to be honest. I think Plain is turning a new leaf a little bit. I think she is being a lot nicer to some queens. But I also think that she saw Plasma and was like, well, she doesn't stand a chance. Let me just give her this because she's going to leave anyway.
Yeah.
The outfit was not good. It was like she didn't know what she wanted to do. It was different, too many different eras in each part of it. It was just like, I don't know what she was doing with her neck. The fact that she walked out there in that, I would have been embarrassed.
It's like, I thought it looked very arts and crafts. Like, it just like, I don't know. And like, I feel like the makeup that she does not match the kind of era she was going for in this outfit, a more modern early 2000s. I feel like she should have changed that up a little bit. I thought it was very impressive that she made pants, so like some points for that, because that's like notoriously very difficult to do. But I just didn't look very good, and I'm sad because she was really like one of the top queens, I feel like.
Yeah.
She's won two challenges, so it's like she's up there.
I wanted to roll over when I saw it. I'm like, oh, she really walked out.
The way she walked out, I was like, ooh.
Ooh. Like, I'm sorry. I would have probably just worn one of my old outfits. Like, I could not go out there in that. I'm sorry. It was, oh.
Like, the way she was describing the idea, I was, like, excited for it. I'm like, oh, this is going to be cool. Like, you're making pants. You've got the chains. But the execution was just not there. And I don't even think if she had the extra time, like, she didn't scrap her original outfit, I don't think it would have been any better.
I mean, the original outfit probably would have been better than this, but
the extra time,
not at all. It was clear all of the criticism got to her, and she got confused with what she wanted. It's making me mad looking at this outfit. The shoes were not it. Nothing about this was good.
Wow.
This was a real letdown.
And it didn't even, I think Michelle had this critique, it did not read as goth.
At all.
It was just black and white.
Like, it was because there was too many black and white patterns. Because with the shirt portion, it was the checkered pattern. Then you had the tassels that were black and white, which didn't match at all. The makeup, like you said, then the hair, a reddish hair. Like,
it did read as Cher.
Because it was a Cher wig. I mean, The shoes and the jewelry just made no sense here. The pants, I don't really know. They don't really match anything here either. It's just nothing is holding anything together.
Yeah, it was just bad. Moving on to Saphira. I thought she looked gorgeous. I literally just wrote down gorge in all caps.
Yes, I loved it. She was fighting with Morphine for me in my top three.
Mm-hmm.
Solely based on the character she was doing, I think she really played it up very well. As she was like tired. Oh, yeah, I'm ready to go on break. I think the outfit looked great. Wasn't good enough to surpass Morphine for me. But, I mean, it was a beautiful gown from Saphira, as I expected.
Yeah.
I think the hair was great. Again, the character makeup was good. So, yeah, nothing bad to say.
Yeah, I have nothing bad to say either.
Nothing bad to say either.
It was just, it was really gorgeous.
It said Slade.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. Then we have Nymphia. Again, she's just really good.
Gorgeous.
I mean, there's a reason she's called the front runner to win. She's an underdog. She started to fade a little bit in previous episodes. And then she came back with this outfit and it's just like, that's the queen who I think is going to win. Beautiful, stunning. Even though we couldn't see her face for most of it, when we did see it, it was beautiful. The headpiece, which I was a little scared for at first,
mm-hmm.
worked well for her. The whole look. Granted, one criticism is the length of it. The fact that she was shimming, having to like do this little waddle forward,
yeah.
I was just like, oh, I don't like that. I think the length could have been a little bit shorter so it was easier to walk in. Other than that, though, I think it was perfect.
Yeah, I mean, I think we found out in this episode that she went to fashion school, which I feel like is very evident in all of her looks.
Very much so.
She just really has an eye for fashion, and we totally saw it in this runway. So then we have Q.
My other top three.
Same. So impressive.
Yes. I don't care what any of the haters are saying online. This is goth, and it's done great. Because people have been really trying to like bring her down for this look, even though I don't really get it. I think it was the makeup, perfect. The outfit, again, it's showing that when it comes to sewing, none of these girls can compare. This whole one set jacket, that it was like you couldn't even really tell it was one set. You would have thought it was like two pieces. Just beautiful, wonderful. The walk, the look, she was serving face. I think she rightfully won.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. And the fact that she made this in one day is so impressive because it was just like huge and intricate.
Yes.
And it was just so good. I have literally nothing bad to say about it at all.
I don't either.
Neither do I.
Like, just, it was so impressive. Exactly what I expected from Q, in the yes. best way possible. So, who was your guys' top three? I know we kind of mentioned a little bit as we were going, but, like, your official top three.
I had Dawn, Saphira, and Q.
I had Morphine, Nymphia, and I also had Q.
I had Q, Nymphia, and Dawn in my top three. And then your bottom three?
Maya, Plasma, and then I also put, I think I put Plain.
Yeah, I had Maya and Plasma, and I just put question marks for the last one because I didn't really know
that's what I did.
That's what I'm thinking because like either like Plain, Saphira,
no one, like,
or
bottom for me,
like Dawn.
Yeah,
and, like that was there was only seven because there's only like so little.
Yeah, and there like ends eight. Up not being a top three, bottom three anymore. Yeah. They've officially cut that. So. Everyone got critiqued. There was no top or bottom.
Yeah.
We find out our winner is Q, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, that was very clear, I feel like.
I mean, nothing. I can't really say anything bad about it. I think she deserved it.
And, of course, bottom two is Maya and Plasma. Again, not a shock. Again, we have Maya lip syncing. I'm always excited to see her lip sync, so... The song is Bloody Mary by Lady Gaga, but the TikTok edit version, which is so funny to me.
I loved it. I mean, it makes sense because it was the version that went viral, so it makes sense that that's the one they did. I'm glad they did that one. I love Lady Gaga in the original.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the edit made this whole, like, this made just so much funnier.
Yeah. And this is when they like had the song pop up, like the in the parentheses, the Wednesday dance version was just so funny to me. I was like, what is going on? But who did you guys think won this lip sync? I mean,
Maya.
Yeah, Maya.
Plasma did better than I thought.
Yeah, I was impressed with Plasma.
I think for the most part, it was close. But then Maya pulled out every trick in the book, took her, like, took their heels off. She took off her wig to reveal the black petals, giving us mm-hmm. Sasha Velour there
mm-hmm.
with the beanie on. And then she started playing out flips. I'm like, oh,
down
yeah.
the runway.
It's over for Plasma. No matter what Plasma did, I don't think she could compare.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which isn't her fault. Maya's just that good.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, Maya won, which means Plasma is unfortunately going home. I think if we don't base this off lip sync, Plasma should have stayed because she's had a much better track record in the game so far.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, that lip sync was just...
like, when one queen is just so good, track record just doesn't matter anymore.
Exactly.
Like, if it was closer, I feel like she would have stayed. But the fact that Maya was just that good, it was like, well, at this point, there's nothing we can do for you. And, like, I love Plasma, but I think this sets a precedent that it really doesn't matter how many wins you have. You could truly go home at any time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I was definitely sad to see Plasma go, but I don't know. I mean, that's all I really have to say. I was sad to see her go, but I knew she wasn't going to make it much further than this. I didn't think so. So it was only, like, a couple episodes sooner than I imagined. So then moving on to episode 10... we have the girls first starting to really realize how much of a threat Maya is.
Yeah.
Because Plasma, you know, was doing so good and got sent home by Maya.
Yeah.
So they're really starting to understand that if they end up in the bottom with Maya, it's going to be
Saphira
difficult.
Was like, maybe I shouldn't have helped her. I shouldn't let her go home.
Literally, she shouldn't have.
That's now that I think about
That's
it,
true, yeah.
I think the only queens left that have been in the bottom are Maya and Morphine. I think they're the only two, because I don't think...
I think so, too.
Plain mm-hmm. hasn't. Saphira hasn't.
Q hasn't.
No, yes, Q has, because she lip-synced against Amanda. She had.
She
was the one who sent Amanda home. So yeah. Q has been in the bottom. Her track record is so good that we forgot.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, so she had a lip... So she was in the bottom, and then Fia never was either.
Mm-mm.
No, yes, she was. Because she was the one who got saved. Because she was the one who got saved, and that's what caused Morphine and Tsunami to go against each other.
Yeah, but she wasn't in like the bottom two.
Yeah,
but yeah.
So that means four of the queens have at least been in the bottom, while three haven't, and yet two of those bottom queens have won. Actually, I think every queen here has a win except Dawn and Morphine.
Yeah, they do. It's kind of weird that Dawn has not won or been in the bottom yet. That feels like...
Yes. It had so much screen time, because she has a lot of screen time, I feel.
I've been seeing, like, the confessional counts, and, like, she has a lot. Morphine, I think, has the most confessionals.
Which is crazy.
Which shocked me.
Yeah, I would have thought, like, Plain had the most, because Plain, I feel like... Well, I think she probably just has the most screen time in general.
Yeah.
Rather than confessionals, because I feel like she's always trying to read somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, for Dawn... Morphine have the most, it's kind of crazy, especially since she hasn't really done anything impressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then we have Maya and Morphine having a little feud.
I'm sorry, but Maya ate Morphine up
here.
She
really did. I feel like Maya is really good at, like,
reading.
Yeah,
easily.
She really is.
Morphine's like, oh, yeah, I would cut the bottom of my dress to make sure she wouldn't send me home. And then you have Maya's like, well, you were going to get sent home whether it was cut or not. And I'm like, if it was that lip sync, I do think that Maya would have sent Morphine home. I think.
I agree.
No matter what queen she was against, she would have ate them all up. So, yeah, I mean... I love Maya. I'm starting to love her even more now that she's coming out of that shell.
She really is, which I'm glad to see. I've been waiting, so finally seeing a little bit more of that is exciting.
Dawn would have been me sitting next to him being like, oh.
Dawn's reactions were so funny. And then we have another song challenge for the Maxi Challenge, which I love. I love a good writing versus song challenge. So
I do too.
I'm very excited for this. They have to write a verse about being a drag queen in the U.S., which I think is a cool spin on the song challenge, actually, like, giving them a task behind it rather than just, like, singing about yourself, like, being beautiful and winning and everything. So I think that's pretty cool.
Agreed. I also think the song itself is just good.
Yeah.
Like, we're obviously, barring the verses, we'll get into that in a minute. I think the chorus, the female voice, and then that power where they spell it out, I think it was great. I love the instruments. I think, in overall, the song is really good, and I love the message they're trying to send, too. I think that's great.
Yeah, I definitely agree. So we have them writing, and Nymphia was having a little bit of a rough time.
Yeah, she was asking about her ghostwriter.
Yeah, Megami wrote her verse in the first challenge, so she's not here anymore to write her verse. So she was definitely struggling a bit there. And then we move into them recording, and Maya is struggling with this recording.
It was mainly because of the fact that she tried to rhyme equal with equal. It was so funny to me. Like, no offense, but a lot of these queens clearly aren't lyricists. And
no.
I think Maya suffered from that a little bit because, like, I was just laughing watching her trying to do these lines and her screaming. It was just funny to me.
Like, when she said equal the second time, it was, like, so high. It was so funny.
And Dawn was being real shady in the back during
this. She was.
Because she was also talking about, they were scheming against Nymphia, or at least she was trying to with the potion. I'm
like,
oh. Yeah,
because it's the last episode that you could use the immunity potion.
I'm telling you, Plain may have been the evil one right off the bat, but I think Dawn was really... I think she's the true mastermind here because that's just crazy.
Yeah, that was I was a little shocked to see Dawn kind of planning that evil thing, like telling Nymphia that Plain was going to use the potion and then not using it. That's a little evil.
Very evil.
We also see that Plain is struggling recording her verse, which we haven't seen her struggle much. So I feel like this is making her seem like more of a human. Seeing her struggle a bit here.
Agreed, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of expected it a little bit. I feel like with the thing, with like there being fewer queens, we're going to see a lot more mistakes made by some. And I kind of feel like eventually Plain was going to start slipping up a little bit. I feel like she can't be perfect the whole time. And so, like, I was expecting it. And it wasn't nearly as bad as I thought it would be because she pulled through at the end. So.
Yeah, she did.
We also I feel like it's just the way they clipped it together, too, because they showed her being shady, and then when it was her turn, she messed
definitely,
up. So
definitely a little bit of the blame it on the edit scenario going on here. We also find out that Q cannot sing.
I mean,
at all.
And compared herself to Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
It was real bad.
I mean, I kind of expected the fact that she couldn't sing. She was like, oh, yes, I've done musical theater, and I just knew... It was going to be jokes because they never mentioned this before, really, like in her vocal department wise. So I kind of expected it to be bad. And it was funny, at least.
It was funny. Yeah. The way she walked up, she was like, oh, yeah, I can sing. I'm not like incredible, but I can hold a tune. Girl cannot hold a tune.
Nope.
Yeah. Not at all.
I was
wrong. What are you hearing?
It was insane.
So then moving on to the choreo. We have Dawn struggling a little bit here. She was not really getting the choreo right away. And she was, like, kind of really stiff. So I didn't think we saw much of her struggling in the past choreography challenges. So I was kind of shocked to see her struggling so much here. And we also saw Plain struggling with the choreo. So she struggled with recording and the choreography.
Ooh, it was not looking good for us.
It was not,
here.
No.
Honestly, though, I think that a lot of the other queens struggled with it, but they didn't show it because I think they were really trying to play up the immunity potion thing, which we see later on. So I definitely think that they really tried to emphasize her mistakes to break her down, which, I mean, like, I guess that's okay.
Yeah.
But it was definitely interesting to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. Then back in the workroom, Dawn had like a pretty powerful talk about mental health. I just wanted to mention that because it was a pretty nice to hear her talk about her struggles with mental health. Because, I mean, we've seen like deep conversations in the workroom. So seeing one from Don now, which I don't think we have before, was nice.
Yeah. Gets to, you know, let us into her world a little bit more.
Did you guys have anything else to say before we move on to the challenge?
No. Nope.
Okay. So let's move on to the verses, because we talked kind of what we thought about the song already. Starting off with Dawn's, I didn't love it, but I think it was like okay.
Yeah, I said it was a little wordy. She was trying to fit too many words in. Yeah. I did like the very first part of "Are y'all ready for a therapy session?" I'm like, okay, I like that.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was just a little too wordy, and the look there that she was wearing was like, okay, it was okay.
Yeah, I didn't love her makeup and. Yeah,
it was very challenge. Much everything about this was very much just okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think her dancing, obviously it wasn't good, but she owned it enough, which we see the judges talk about how
I'm gonna be honest, it was funny. I don't really expect much dancing from a lot of these
queens. No, not at all. But she definitely she showed confidence in it. She didn't show that she was struggling, which is already like takes you up. So she did like middle of the road, I think, for me in this challenge.
Yeah, she was probably middle road weaker.
Yeah. For me, so. Then we have Maya. What'd you guys think?
Verse wise, I wasn't the biggest fan. Yeah. Look wise, I wasn't the biggest fan.
Yeah.
She was looking like, I saw someone say she looked like a Oompa Loompa for Charlie and Chocolate Factory because of her wig.
I saw that.
And I completely agree. The wig had her looking crazy. The outfit was crazy, but she matched the energy.
Yeah.
The way she sang her verse, her outfit, everything matched her energy. So while I'm not a fan of it, I can understand say at least she matched it and that she wasn't, you couldn't see that weakness in her.
And I think her dancing was pretty good.
Definitely one of the better, which makes sense. She has a lot of dance experience.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, so she... Again, middle of the road, I think, for me. She wasn't crazy in my top, but I think she did pretty good.
Yeah.
Then we have Morphine. I thought she did pretty good.
Morphine.
She was definitely top for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was showing out for us here. I feel like she's done a lot better lately, and I think she did really good here. I liked her verse, loved her outfit, loved her makeup. I think the makeup was good. She held her own in dancing. She didn't fall into the background. She actually stood out to me, probably the most out of the three queens here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got to give her props.
Yeah, I was very impressed. Her dancing was really good, and so was her confidence and her verse. So I feel like this is the first time we've really seen Morphine shine. So I'm glad to see that from her. Then we have Nymphia. She did better than I expected. With how much she was struggling writing her verse.
Yeah. Look is what I come to expect from Nymphia.
Yeah.
The verse, even though it was simple, I actually liked it to an extent. The way she said it, I think it really worked. And it definitely made her stand out. Dance-wise, I think she definitely had a lot of energy. Probably one of the better performance-wise, like dancing, when it comes to the queens. So, yeah, I think she knew her strengths and she didn't try to overplay it.
Then we have Plain. I thought she did pretty good. There wasn't really anything that stood out to me.
Yeah, same. There wasn't anything that stood out.
Yeah, I loved her voice. I liked her voice. I think her voice, I think she really knows how to do it with her voice. Outfit was great. But like you said, I mean, it was probably one of my, I would probably rank it into like the higher tier of the verses because again, there aren't many of them. And so the threshold is smaller. But yeah, I wouldn't say she was the best one.
Yeah. Then we have Q. I really loved her outfit.
Yeah, I liked the outfit.
It was different.
Yeah, she definitely played up the comedy aspect of her verse, which worked.
Yeah, for sure.
But obviously there's the elephant in the room and the fact that she didn't really dance.
No, she didn't.
Because when they came together to each do their little like group parts after they did their verse, they did the group dancing. I don't think she did it. If I'm not mistaken, I don't think she actually danced there.
Yeah, she kind of more just moved.
Which is like, for me, I feel like, obviously, since all the other queens are putting in so much work dancing, you kind of have to do something. I know she's not the best dancer, but still, a little of anything would have worked for me.
Yeah. And then we have Safira. I mean,
she does what she does best.
This was the best.
Yeah. She top tier. Yeah. Literally outdid everyone and everything. She was not playing with these girls. Now that Plasma's gone, I think her being the next best singer clearly made it so that any music challenges from here on out, she's probably going to win it. Because there's none of these other girls are really keeping up with her there.
Yeah, and her verse was really good. I think her energy just, like, even if she wasn't a good singer, her energy was just really good.
Yeah, I feel like you can't really, her energy is just so good that you can barely see through it. Like, you can never truly see when she messes up unless she shows it to you. Like, with the potion, she told us she was not confident.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I wouldn't have known had she not said that.
Exactly. So then moving on to the runway, it was True Colors. So starting off with Maya, what'd you guys think of her outfit here?
I love the color. I think the color was beautiful on her.
She looks really good in red.
Yes. I like the outfit. Not my favorite thing. Mainly the feathers at the bottom kind of just aren't doing it for me. I wish they were a little bit more feathers throughout the outfit to really tie it together. Other than that, though, I think like maybe a 4 out of 5. For me, I think it's really good. I think the color fit her perfectly.
I think the other red outfit she had in the flowers runway was better than this one, but this was still, I think, one of her better looks this season.
Yeah, I agree.
Then we have Nymphia, who is, of course, wearing yellow.
I mean, what else did we expect
from
her?
What did we expect?
Right.
And I think it worked well. Yellow is her color, and she makes it work. The usage of the bananas too, I mean, that truly takes a creative mind to do, and I think she pulled it off flawlessly.
And I like that yellow and bananas are clearly her thing, like we know that, but she doesn't have them in every outfit.
Because I looked back at some of her older outfits and realized just how little bananas were actually a part of it.
Right.
And it was kind of just like her introduction, and then she did so many different looks, and it's just like, oh, she truly is more creative than I gave her credit
for. Yeah, she's very versatile. So I think that's definitely to her benefit there. Then we have Plain in green. I think this is a pretty gorgeous gown. I think she looked really good.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. My only complaint is that I couldn't really know. I didn't know if it was green at first or if it was like a combination. Because it felt more like there was a lot more of this beige look rather than the green itself. But I actually do still like the look. I think it's beautiful. I think it really suits her. The makeup, hair, it's plain. She's always going to do it well. Her padding is always perfect.
Oh, the padding was so good in this episode, I feel like.
I definitely think she was very confident wearing it. She really pulled it off.
For sure.
Yeah.
Then we have Saphira with blue. I mean.
Do you remember when I said that no one could really pull off what Q did, like her looks? I was wrong. Yes. I think if Saphira really wanted to, she could pull off a lot of those looks because this right here.
Ooh, it was so good. It was so good.
Like, blue clearly is her color. The accents of the gold really helped pull it together in the hair. Oh, the wig. You know what? Saphira did the thing. She did it. I'm sorry. These girls stood no chance this episode.
Not at all. I want to know how she packed all these huge outfits.
That's what I want to know, too, because it's just so crazy to think that some of these outfits have more parts to it, and it's just like, how did you get that over here?
Like, I've just...
Because other
queens
had their things destroyed on their way here.
Yeah.
And then she brings this over, and it's just like, who's your carrier?
It was so good. It was so good. I was so impressed. Then we have Dawn, who is in navy blue. And I really, really loved this look, too. This was close with Saphira's for me. I thought it was really cool.
I completely agree. I think it really showed her creativity. I think this is her style through and through. This is her color. The thing, what she was going for is this like nightmare type, like this little friend under the bed monster type thing. I think it worked well for her. The eyes, great makeup, on point. She committed to it. Second best for me. Obviously, Saphira is still first, but this is definitely the second best.
If Saphira's dress wasn't in this runway, she would have by far been the best. But I think her makeup looked so good with this outfit. Then we have Q. I thought this was good. She was wearing lavender.
Yeah.
I think the top was a little weird.
Yeah, that's all the criticism.
Yeah, that's what I wrote, yeah.
Yeah, because that's what the judges critique too, yeah. And that's what I critique. Because other than that, I think the outfit is great.
Yeah, I love the pants.
It's very different for her, I feel like. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're used to a lot more extravagant, so for her to tone it down and give this more Beyonce-inspired look, I think is great. Mm-hmm. But again, I do wish she would have changed the top piece.
Yeah, it just felt like tacked on at the last minute. It was just, it was very plain. I don't think we think it was like stoned or anything. It was just like fabric. So if it didn't have that, I think it would have been a lot better. And finally, we have Morphine wearing a like dark purple. I think this was gorgeous.
I do too.
Yeah, I do
it
too.
Is her color.
It is.
It definitely is.
I have nothing bad to say.
Neither
I'd say
I.
This is definitely the third best. I think the hat really helped her. The makeup, good. Like, one thing about Morphine, I will give it to her, is that she always does her makeup good. She knows what she's doing when it comes to her makeup. Again, this is simple, but I think this is truly simple in the best ways. I'm telling you, I think she's starting to figure out how to do simple. And I definitely think this made her stand out as one of the better queens for this.
And I also hear that this is, once again, Plain Jane's share wig. I saw that on Instagram.
If it is, props to her with the hat. I think after Blossom's critique, I think she realized, I got to do something. And the hat was a perfect way to cover up that share part. Plain, really giving out them wings.
I know. She's feeling really generous.
I wonder who's going to wear it next.
So then we have to find out if Plain is going to use her immunity potion. And she does on Nymphia.
I mean, I was gagged, but I wasn't gagged.
That's like, kind of how I was too.
Like, I expected it to be used. Granted, I did somewhat expect it to be Nymphia, only because on like my feeds, I see her and Nymphia are like really good friends.
Yeah.
Still a year after this, so I was like, okay, she might use it, because Dawn also was like, hey, you could make her believe it. So I'm like, okay, maybe she will give
she
it to her.
Will use it, yeah.
But then also it was in my back of my head, maybe she's gonna listen to Dawn and like be like, Nymphia, I would give it to you, but I'm gonna use it on myself. And I'm like, oh, so. I mean, hey. I love that for Nymphia.
Yeah. So I did not have tops and bottoms for the episode, since they've kind of stopped doing that. So I do think Plain should have used the immunity potion on herself. Based on the judges' critiques, they did not love what she was doing. And they seemed to like what Nymphia had more than her.
Yeah.
So I think, I mean, obviously she didn't need it, but.
For me, I think, I don't really know if she would needed it. I think, because, again, the way I think it was edited was to make it seem like she needed it.
Yeah.
But I don't really think she did. I think had she used it on herself, they would have edited this a lot differently. Because with the way they announced it, they had the final three was Morphine, Saphira, and Plain as, like, the not announced. Which either could have been Shock Factor, or it could have been that was the top three. Because, you know, again, they did critique her, but I also feel like there was critiques for both Q and at some point Nymphia for her verse, which leads me to believe that if it was, like, a bottom three still, it probably would have been Q and Nymphia, or they would have done Q and Plain. Either way, though, I think Q goes home. I don't think she could beat either one of the other two. However, I just don't really know if they were really going to send Plain home. I think it was the editing, and I think Plain was going to be in the top still. I think, even though she had mistakes, she still covered. She at least did her thing, you know? I just don't think they would have sent her home. I think it was for drama and editing.
Yeah, for sure. So we find out that no one is going home this episode. And we have a lip sync for the win between Saphira and Morphine, which I think is the rightful top two in this challenge.
Yeah, I think Morphine did great in both. I think had Dawn did a lot better in the actual song part, she would have been the top two with Saphira for me. But since she was lacking there, I do agree this was the proper top two.
Yeah, I think Dawn was close, but
was close.
So we have the lip sync song is Made You Look by Meghan Trainor, which I don't like this song.
Any song would have did better than this. I don't know who is picking these songs, but they might need to be fired because this was just not it. I don't like the song. I mean, the girls made it work, but they got to pick
better.
Mute
my TV.
Yeah, literally.
Just like watch.
I can't do it with the song. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Who did you guys think won the slip sync?
For me, it was Safira. Yeah, it was Safira. For me, the moment that solidified it was when she dropped down that dress part of the dress, and I was just like, okay. And the fact that the wig never fell off.
That was impressive.
So for me, I think that's really solidified her the win. But I think that Morphine did great. To a point where if they were to have lip sync for the elimination here, I think they both would have stayed. Like, they both would have stayed.
Morphine is better at lip syncing than I, like, imagined she was. Didn't, like, picture her as a lip sync queen. Mm-hmm. But we've seen her lip sync, I think, twice now. Mm-hmm. And
she did great both times. I think
she really did.
I think it was because she's been so middle of the road in performances that we underestimate a lot of her skill, and that she clearly has some skill. It's just that she hasn't been able to show it, but I think these lip syncs helped her show it, which I hope she continues to show.
And then, of course, Safira won this lip sync, which we all agree is probably the correct choice here.
And if I'm not mistaken, that means this is her third win, right? Or her second.
It gets her second win.
What a queen. You know what? Mother, lover. I hope that she runs over these other queens. I hope she wins it all. Love everyone else. But I'm really hoping it goes Safira wins, Nymphia second, Plain third, and then you can throw some other queen in there for fourth.
I really think Safira is the front runner to win right now. And I would be very happy if she won. I think she deserves it.
Now that you mention it, it is a little scary, though, that she's the front runner.
Mm-hmm.
Because Plasma was the front runner initially because she had two wins.
Right.
The most wins of any queen, and then got sent home. That could mean that, you know, for all we know, Safira could get caught off guard.
Don't jinx it. Knock on wood.
I love her, but we have to acknowledge the fact that she could be next. If she gets
a shocking moment.
Because, you know, obviously it always comes down to who you're against in the lip sync and the song.
With Maya there.
Yeah, and no matter how good you are, if you get the wrong song and the wrong opponent, you could go home. Mm-hmm. But from this lip sync, clearly Safira has some skill. Mm-hmm. So we just all have to see.
We will be back again to talk about episode 11 and 12 of RuPaul's Drag Race. But thank you so much for listening to this episode of Entertainment Rebooted.